You're listening to the Free to Be Mindful podcast, which invites you along on a journey to learn of mindful living, grow in mental health, and inspire through personal growth. In a world where we can often feel much stress and overwhelm, this podcast provides bite-sized tips and real talk conversations, empowering you to embrace mindfulness and nurture your full potential. I'm your host, Vanessa De Jesus Guzman, educator, licensed professional counselor, entrepreneur, and mom. I'm passionate about helping others live life with peace of mind and ease of heart without losing their, well, you know. Here we go. Hello and welcome to episode 189 of the Free to Be Mindful podcast. I hope that you're feeling good, looking good, and doing better in this world than you were yesterday. If you're listening to this episode around littles, please mute it at this moment, save it for later, or take a moment and pop in some earbuds. It is a clean episode, as they all are, but this intro specifically is for adults only. Give it a moment, do what you gotta do. Okay, here we go. Different people visit different homes. And what I mean by that is that Santa visits our home, but may not visit homes with Jewish traditions. My son believes that the Easter Bunny visits our home, although I personally was not aware of that. But someone who does not visit my home is the leprechaun. I'm not sure when it really became a school practice to create leprechaun traps in school to bring them home, but they don't trap a thing in my house. When my son has asked me why everyone else catches a leprechaun and not him, the only thing I was able to come up with was, I don't know, maybe it's because we're Dominican. It just can't with another thing. But nevertheless, we do wear green. And my dad, who's a retired chef, even cooks a traditional Irish meal. There are so many beautiful traditions within the Irish culture, which are very admirable. One of them being around the four-leaf clover. The four-leaf clover symbolizes something different for each clover. And these things are faith, hope, love, and luck for the finder. And because of this tradition, and because they are so rare, four-leaf clovers are a popular symbol of good luck. Have you ever heard the saying, may the luck be in your favor? It reminds me of the saying, may the odds be forever in your favor, from Hunger Games. Both sayings make me think, how is it that the odds, or luck, truly play a role in our successes? For example, the odds of winning a Powerball jackpot is like 1 in 292 million, which means it's pretty unlikely, but it does happen. And although we can credit this to statistics, chance, and maybe even some logical reasoning, luck can be defined as a phenomenon that defines the experience of improbable events, positive or negative, that seems to happen despite our conscious actions or efforts. And to emphasize the phenomenon part, it really is something that is how you define it. For example, if someone feels unlucky, they can feel like all of the obstacles in the world are going to get in their way and that sticky situations are just drawn to them. For example, have you ever heard folks say, of course I got a flat tire today. Of course I was late to work today. Of course it started raining today of all days. Some people just have that type of mindset programmed in them. On the opposite side, if they feel more fortune, they could see themselves attracting more positive outcomes. Just earlier this week, I was rushing to my office and traffic was stopped right after I had passed. And I thought, wow, am I lucky? Others think that luck comes your way when they find a penny heads up and they pick it up all the day, they'll have good luck. Or others may think, you know, I'm lucky I took another route today. That one had a roadblock and that would have added 20 minutes to my drive, right? Or sometimes there's just more conscious luck, such as feeling lucky for the people and possessions that we have. And this involves being grateful for our family, for our friends, our experiences, and all the little things in life. The aspect of luck may resonate with many. And then there are the other half of you out there the skeptics. I'm kidding. But there is a belief that some people have that there is no such thing as luck, but just the aspect of hard work. And how we define hard work can include several variables, and it can include investing more time, learning a new skill, sharpening your craft, and dusting yourself off after you fail. One of the main differences between hard work and perhaps luck is that hard work is within our control. I always believe that kids nowadays get frustrated because of their experiences or lack thereof, because they don't have to look things up in an encyclopedia or go to the library and use the Dewey Decimal System to find a book or look up microfilm and microfiche to see old images. Because Google leaves everything at your fingertips. And now with the new technology of Alexa and Siri, you don't even have to even use your fingertips at all. Hard work can be developed though for kids and adults alike by following some of the following habits. First, self-discipline, which includes prioritizing your commitments and sticking to a routine. There's dedication to your habits, work, or goals. There's management in the sense of time management, lifestyle management, or managing thoughts and expectations. There's your mindset, meaning that you are capable or believing you are capable and setting yourself up for success. And there's also channeling your focus, which is one of the most challenging things to do nowadays, in my opinion, as our attention is always being pulled by a bazillion notifications and an endless to-do list. There's embracing the learning curve and realizing that everything will eventually fall into place, but that we can take opportunities to learn and grow through that process. And there's also enjoying the journey and giving yourself grace throughout it all. Hard work does pay off, but treating yourself with kindness should be a key element. This means celebrating the little wins and celebrating the moments that perhaps where you don't win. So it comes down to the age-old debate. What plays a bigger role in our successes? Luck or hard work? Well, I think both can play into the dynamic. I didn't have three careers and build my own business just on luck. That took years of hard work, grit, and determination. But when thinking about the other aspects of my life, like having a baby in my 40s after doctors said that it would literally be a miracle to happen naturally, well, that wasn't hard work, and it wasn't luck either. I consider it to be a blessing and a miracle. And no matter how things happen, success can be determined from a range of things. It can come from opportunities that were presented to you. It can come from views you didn't see before. It can also come when the timing is right, because timing is huge. Sometimes things just don't work out because perhaps better things are in store. And sometimes things happen later for us, and we might question why, but it's because of how things were meant to play out. Sometimes things are best seen in hindsight, and perhaps some things were meant to be. It's just that the timing didn't work out. But timing isn't the only thing. It's also your mindset. Sometimes the day feels better because we're in a better mood. Maybe because the load is lighter, because we notice things that bring us joy along the way and that people help us through it. So whether you credit your day to the shooting star you saw last night, or the five-year plan that you've been working on, or the prayers that you say before going to bed, know that opportunities are there for you. Dreams are waiting to be reached. People are ready to be loved. And embracing these opportunities, embracing the emotions you feel, and embracing the journey and who you are becoming can help you really reach your goals, regardless of what it is that you believe in. So right now, regardless of where you are or what you're doing, I ask you to consider something that you want, something that you've been working hard on or that you're working hard toward. And think about, do you have a positive mindset around this something? Do you persevere even when things get tough or when obstacles present themselves? Or do you throw in the towel easily? Do you say, I'll start again on Monday, or give up for another day? some of us are born with more natural abilities. When you think about athletes, Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, LeBron James, I'm sure they were born with a skill in basketball. That skill was developed through the course of time because of the hard work that they also put into their craft. So regardless of what your craft or what your goal may be, are you putting your best foot forward? Are you putting in your hardest effort? Or are you leaving it all up to chance? And if you do, maybe that's okay. But also be realistic with your goals and with your expectations. As always, remember, in a world where you are free to be anything that you want to be, you are always free to be mindful.